Happy Easter, everybody.
So glad to have you on Resurrection Day, episode one from the Deep Waters podcast.
Yes. If you weren't at church, oh, this is going to come out in the morning.
Yeah. If you are coming to church later today,
we are, this is day one of the beginning of Resurrection Week for River House.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to have a short meditation releasing on this platform every day of this week, focused on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yeah. And we pray that whatever we're doing this week, that the resurrection of the Lord Christ would be at the forefront of our minds in everything that we do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you're doing right now, this is an opportunity to bring the resurrection to the forefront of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So don't stop what you're doing.
Amen. And if you happen to stumble upon this podcast and it's a long time after Resurrection Week, you're still welcome to join in on this.
Yeah. We'll have seven days of short little devotional readings.
Yeah, they were compiled by our wonderful Whitney Miller.
Such a gift.
Just straight from the hand of God, she is. Mm. And she put these together specifically for our women's ministry. Jace and I, we heard about that and we wanted to just steal it and release it on this platform. So thank you, Whitney, for letting us use these scriptures and allowing the whole Deep Waters podcast community to meditate along with the women's ministry in these. So
good. Yeah. And we'll actually have, later this week, Whitney on the podcast to, then, which will come out on our regular Friday schedule.
Right.
But just a continuation of the same resurrection theme. And we couldn't be more excited.
That's right.
So good.
Without further ado, how about we read the passage for today? That's coming to us from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
Come on.
This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
There's a lot of things that we could do with this scripture, talk about the surrounding context and so forth, but just a short meditation. Chase, I'm curious, when I read through that, did anything stand out to you?
When reading it, I feel like I could hear the sound effects that I thought, well, maybe I should add this to the podcast, but I won't. Of like earthquake and stones rolling. Whoa. And just like, man, it just feels like such a, I don't know. Like it's the most incredible thing ever. Of all time. And it just would have been so mind blowing because also, you know, the podcast we just released was Good Friday. And it's like, we can't have this without Good Friday, but like, this is it.
Wow.
The resurrection. Like this is what this bodily resurrection of Christ is, what our whole faith rests upon.
Amen. Whew.
And so I'm just like feeling like there's just such a monumental weight to these things. And I think I was just sitting in that. I was playing it in my head in incredibly dramatic fashion. And I just thought, man, if it was like a scored movie, it would just have the most beautiful, intricate chords that just kept building and building and building to something really beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
And then one thing I thought was, you know, the angel shows up, says, you can go meet Jesus in Galilee. And then Jesus does a little surprise party. Anyway, you know, and that was fun. That was a fun detail.
Yeah.
That I don't know if I've ever really like let sink in a little bit. Like, you'll go find him here. He's going to go before you. And then he actually shows up and it's just, all he says is hello. Greetings.
It almost feels like he couldn't help himself. Like that, yeah. This wasn't according to plan, but I just have to say hi.
I know, totally. It's like, I had plans, but like, this is just too good.
It's like the joy is bursting.
Oh. And also, sorry, I'm throwing all my thoughts out, then you can sift through them.
That's perfect.
Wrap up these thoughts. Joy, could. Great fear, or fear and great joy. I don't know. Those don't seem like two compatible feelings.
Typically when I'm experiencing fear, great joy isn't the other thing I'm thinking about.
Exactly. And usually when I'm experiencing incredible joy, fear is the last thing on my mind.
Wow. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Of just like, I feel like when experience joy, or maybe like this happiness, is like, you just feel so safe, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's not about like being afraid. It's like, yeah, a respect and reverence of the Lord.
Praise God.
Okay. Those are all my thoughts.
Wow. Thanks.
Yeah. Maybe I'll add some earthquake noises to the
why not? Reading. That sounds fun.
Just the rumbling. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a theology professor once say, you know, and this isn't to offend anybody, my theology professor was quite cheeky. He said, you know those like really sweet Easter sermons about spring?
Yeah.
When it's like winter and then the flowers bloom. It's like the resurrection of Jesus is all around us. My theology professor said those are terrible illusions to what happened on this day. And he said that because it's extremely natural for daffodil bulbs to live underground in the frigid cold winter all year long, or all winter long, and then to bud up when the spring comes. That's how nature works.
Wow.
That's the way of things.
Yeah.
You know, that the cherry blossoms bloom every March. That's the way of things. This, Matthew 28, this is not the way of things.
Yeah.
There is no precedent for what is occurring in this scene.
That is cool.
This is the most incredible, like, reality bending moment in all of existence.
Whoa, that's so good.
And when we lose sight of that, we have neglected to like at least attempt to think about the gravity of the resurrection.
Yes, totally. That's so good.
I think that's probably part of what's happening with the great fear and the great joy, because how can you experience the most incredible sovereign power, death itself being broken and rendered powerless? How can you experience that and not have some fear and trembling at the incredible sovereignty and power of the God that just did that?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that incredible sovereignty and power is exercised by the most good, loving being that could possibly exist.
Come on.
All imaged wholly and perfectly in the person of Jesus, who is God incarnate.
Wow.
These are our meditations for this incredible Resurrection Sunday, friends. We could meditate on it a lot longer. But we just want to open the mystery of this moment.
Yeah.
Celebrate it together. and let it reverberate in our hearts all day, all week.
Beautifully said.
Wow.
I love that.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love your professor's rebuttal to the springtime message. Because even using your image from last week of like going into a cave.
Oh, yes.
Of Lazarus going into the cave and coming out to the same reality.
Mm, yeah.
But Christ going in and his resurrection is breaking out the backside of the cave. Yes. You know, like a daffodil kind of goes into the cave, dies in the winter. And it's like it's all it's still alive.
Yes.
But Jesus being completely dead and then a new creation.
Yeah.
Just busting out of the back of that
cave.
That's
so good.
I loved that image.
Like
that
something. Oh, I'm glad. Something so inherently heavenly about Jesus's resurrected body that, and we can talk about this more in the coming days,
yeah,
that he does things that no other human body has ever been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he looks natural enough that in the Gospel of John, he's mistaken as a simple gardener. It is interesting to point out, by the way, that the different resurrection accounts have different details about them.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, if anybody's tripped up by that, it's okay to be tripped up by it, but also that's a bigger conversation for another day.
We've touched on that before a little bit.
Why is there some incongruence between the Gospels? And it's not because they're untrue. Mm-hmm. It's because they're trying to communicate different things. But this is the Christian hope, the most true thing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And it's the most incredible sign and wonder of all time.
Say that.
So may this truth, be your steadfast echo all day long, that the earthquake came, the angel rolled the stone back, and the tomb was empty. And cheerfully, the surprise party of Jesus's return is upon us.
So good. So good. Amen.
Yeah. We celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Be looking forward every morning. New little daily meditation.
We'll see you tomorrow for our next.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.